In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon for this day is based upon the gospel reading from Luke chapter 8. Strange. This story just strikes the ear of the modern person strangely. The tug towards suspension of belief is strong. First, there's a man with a demon, or should I say, demons, a legion of them. Have you even seen one demon-possessed person, much less with a legion of them? And he has been publicly bound with chains and shackles. And this man ran around naked and lived in the cemetery. One might call him a first century zombie or the living dead. But he is a human being, after all. As you begin to suspend belief, this story just doesn't ring true. You and this Gerasene man, with a legion of demons, seemingly have nothing in common. But of course, you can't suspend belief too far. For into this world steps Jesus, literally, from a boat transversing the Sea of Galilee. And you have, to give Jesus the benefit of the doubt. So perhaps there is some way you can truly hear this story. There must be something that rings true about it. In the strangeness of it all, perhaps we're missing something, failing to perceive a common world, a reality that belongs to you and to this man of the tombs. Into what kind of a place has Jesus stepped? He has entered into territory outside of Israel, much like the cities of the Decapolis, a place dominated not by Jews, but by Gentiles. The Gerasene tomb dweller is a Gentile. Jesus has entered home turf for you, turf just like ours, Gentile world. But the common turf ends there, right? Oh, not so fast, O Gentile. Is it not interesting that his fellow countrymen reject this demoniac? They want nothing to do with him, either before or especially after his encounter with Jesus. As one who dwells with the dead, they consider him unclean and impure. We don't want to be like him or somehow become infected with his spiritual weakness. But the Gerasenes fail to see their commonality with the man from the tombs. He is the symbol of them all. His bondage, you see, is their bondage too. He just happens to have really close communion with one of the demons that have made themselves at home in the Creator's world. Paul perceives this when he says in our Galatians reading, "In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world." Those elementary principles might appear in the form of a legion of demons. It's not their usual garb, though. It's much simpler than that. Just take on the appearance of anything opposed to the Creator's will. Any Gentile spirituality will do. Money, food, drink, sex, politics, power, you name it. All of it's under the table for the spiritual forces of the world. It looks so common, so good. In the meantime, they have you enslaved, captive, just like our Gerasene friend. We have much more in common with him than we thought. We were, and often still are, held captive just as he is. The spiritual forces of the world had us in their grasp, and they can still have us for lunch. There can be no question that we have suspended belief much too much. Our Gerasene friend's world is not so different from ours. We may not have seen a human being, a human brother with a legion of demons, but we have seen the spiritual forces of this world. Who has not spent days at the bedside of a loved one under the firm grasp of a sickness that might lead to death? Who doesn't have some experience with brothers and sisters in Christ at each other's throats because their will is right and right makes might? Who has not seen the impact of nations blinded by their attention to their own national interest above all else? Yes, Russia. But don't approach Russia like a stranger, like the Gerasene demoniac. And who has not and will not for themselves confront the spiritual darkness wrapped up in death, both earthly death and the death that lingers beyond the grave outside of God's life? Living in a world infiltrated by the spiritual forces of darkness, there is much for Gentiles to fear. Are you afraid also? Here is the last thing that you have in common with our unnamed Gerasene brother. You know the one who commands the spiritual forces of darkness and from whose voice they cannot escape. Legion knew who this one was: Jesus, Son of the Most High God. But our Gerasene brother truly knows him and trusts in him. When the crowds of his national brothers and sisters come out to see him clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and here you are, sitting at the feet of Jesus. You have seen the Son of the Most High God cast out the forces of spiritual darkness. You have at your baptism. At your baptism, Jesus exorcised every last legion of them. You are taken back to the place where it happened every time you see a sister or a brother baptized. Jesus is casting out the spiritual forces of darkness in baptism. And we know it when we renounce Satan and all his works and all his ways. We know it in the alternate form of baptism in the agenda when the pastor says, "Therefore depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And we know it when in Luther's 1526 baptismal rite, the pastor says, "I adjure thee, unclean spirit, by the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that thou come out of and depart from this servant of God. For he commands thee, thou miserable one, he who walked upon the sea and stretched forth his hand to sinking Peter." And there you sit, in your right mind, clothed and all, after the dripping wet waters of baptism, the feet of Jesus, the one who walked upon the sea and stretched forth his hand to Peter, the Son of the Most High God, has cast the forces of evil far away from you. He has called you by name, O nameless Gentile. And when your acquaintances, co-workers, friends come looking for you, you know where they'll find you. With the spiritual forces of this world cast out, sitting at the feet of Jesus, unafraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.